Chasing Your Tail. Can you remember the last time you lay in bed wrestling with your thoughts? You desperately wanted your mind to become calm, just to be quiet, so that you could get some sleep. But whatever you tried seemed to fail. Every time you forced yourself not to think, your thoughts exploded into life with renewed force. You told yourself not to worry, but suddenly discovered countless new things to worry about. You tried fluffing up the pillow and rolling over to get more comfortable, but soon enough you began thinking again. As the night ground ever onwards, your strength progressively drained away, leaving you feeling fragile and broken. By the time the alarm went off, you were exhausted, bad-tempered, and thoroughly miserable. Throughout the next day, you had the opposite problem. You wanted to be wide awake, but could hardly stop yawning. You stumbled into work, but weren't really present. You couldn't concentrate. Your eyes were red and puffy. Your whole body ached, and your mind felt empty. You'd stare at the pile of papers on your desk for ages, hoping something, anything, would turn up so that you could gather enough momentum to do a day's work. In meetings, you could barely keep your eyes open, let alone contribute anything intelligent. It seemed as though your life had begun to slip through your fingers. You felt ever more anxious, stressed, and exhausted. This audiobook is about how you can find peace and contentment in such troubled and frantic times as these. Or rather, it's about how you can rediscover them. For there is a deep wellspring of peace and contentment living inside us all, no matter how trapped and distraught we might feel. They're just waiting to be liberated from the cage that our frantic and relentless way of life has crafted for them. And so we want to help you understand where true happiness, peace, and contentment can be found, and how you can rediscover them for yourself. This audiobook will teach you how to free yourself progressively from anxiety, stress, unhappiness, and exhaustion. We're not promising eternal bliss. Everyone experiences periods of pain and suffering, and it's naive and dangerous to pretend otherwise. And yet, it is possible to taste an alternative to the relentless struggle that pervades much of our daily lives. We offer a series of simple practices that you can incorporate into your daily life. They are based on mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, MBCT, which grew out of the inspiring work of Jon Kabat-Zinn at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center in America. The MBCT program was originally developed by John Teasdale in Cambridge, Zindel Siegel in Toronto, and myself, Mark Williams. It was designed to help people who had suffered repeated bouts of serious depression to overcome their illness. Clinical trials show that it works. It's been clinically proven to halve the risk of depression in those who have suffered the most debilitating forms of the illness. It's at least as effective as antidepressants and with none of their downsides. In fact, it's so effective that it's now one of the preferred treatments recommended by the United Kingdom's National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence. The MBCT technique revolves around a form of meditation that was little known in the West until recently. Mindfulness meditation is so beautifully simple that it can be used by the rest of us to reveal our innate joie de vivre. Not only is this worthwhile in itself, but it can also prevent normal feelings of anxiety, stress, and sadness from spiralling downwards into prolonged periods of unhappiness and exhaustion, or even serious clinical depression.